Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos and we shall discuss more deep dive into Namamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay, whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life. Fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. All right. Let us speak about Libra, the seventh sign, the second sign of Venus. Remember, in Taurus, we were accumulating resources. It was all about speech, food, wealth, resources, money. In Libra, it's a refinement of that. This is the refined sign of Venus. And Libra is about choices. It's about your public image. It's about your spouse. It's about your partnerships. How you are in the world is what the concern of Libra is. What is your social image? What do you project onto the world? And what the world thinks of you? This is in the sign of Libra. The refined part of Venus, the creative part of Venus is in Libra. Therefore, it is all about partnerships. It is all about spouse. It is all about creating win-win situations. This is the diplomat. The balancing of scales, Libra, is about a diplomacy of attitude. What is your diplomacy attitude? Do you have it at all or not? Are you diplomatic towards others? Do you create win-win situations is what Libra asks. Not just about yourself. In Taurus, it was very selfish. It was about itself. My food, my resources, my everything. Even in Aries, it was about I, me, myself. Aries is very egotistical, right? But in Libra, it changes color. Libra is the bridge which goes from you onto others. So how well and how well balanced your sign of Libra is, wherever is it in your chart, the sign of Libra, and whatever is in your seventh house. So we'll speak of seventh house and Libra interchangeably just for a minute in a while, okay? Because both the seventh house, your social image, and where the sign of Libra is and what you project onto the world, how world perceives you like, and what is your creative aspect of Venus, which is Libra, determines how you are bridging yourself with others. Aries was all about self, you're initiating stuff. Libra is all about others. Everything to do with others, with you, one-on-one. This is not the 11th house. Don't be confused with Aquarius. It's a community at large. Libra is you with others, one-on-one. How do you perceive it? What is your interactive ability with the external world? External image, your decision making capacity, because Libra is all about choices. Libra has a constant issue or things with choice. What kind of choices do you make? You're faced with number of choices and you have to pick one. That's Libra, how the world perceives them. Your happiness in marriage or lack thereof is Libra. Libra is refinement of Venus, therefore it is something like aspect of Venus which has to do with cosmetics, with perfumes, with refined clothes, fine food, fine dining. Fine food dining, you can say more is Taurus, but in Libra as well. It's the interior decoration of a house, of a restaurant, of a business. Appearance to others, say how you appear. Luxury is Libra. Libra is very luxurious. All the real wealth is in Libra. Business, money, clothes. A laundry list of choices. Now this is where Libra has an issue. Because Libra is a bridge. It's a balancing of scales. The sign itself is balancing of scales. So you're always thinking, should I make this choice? Should I make that choice? With respect to spouse or your better half, male or female, we always tend to think, should I go with this man or woman or not? I have a whole laundry list, checklist of choices which I need in a partner. That's how we become, as humans, fussy about our partners. There is Libra there. Okay? Or the seventh house. Both are the same thing in essence. Comparison. So you make a choice and you always compare things. It's the two aspect of scales. What's on one side of the scale and what's on the other. Libra is also about celebration, about fashion. All the cosmetic and the fashion industry is essentially Libra. Opportunities, what opportunities you get in life and therefore what choices you make is Libra. It's a conscious choice, mind you. You have to make the choice. And that choice that you make will make or break you, so to speak. See? It's about your desire. What do you really desire is in Libra. It's about festivals. It's about celebrations, just like Leo. It loves justice because it's all about scales. Therefore, Saturn is exalted here, right? Saturn is exalted in Libra simply because Saturn also loves justice for the masses. Common good of people, Libra. Diplomacy, Libra. It is highly sensory in nature. That means your five senses. The degree of your refinement of your senses comes from Libra only. Because this is the highest point of Venus. Venus graduation is here. Your reproductive organs are here. The seed which creates the life, sperm and ovum, is here. That's a refined form of life. That's sitting in the sign of Libra. That's Venus at its highest exaltation point. So the planets here take on the energy towards others. What do others think of me? If I buy this piece of clothing, will I look good? Looking, checking in the mirror all the time. Towards spouse. Choices about the choice spouse you make. What kind of qualities should my spouse have? Choices towards career maybe. See, if Libra is coming in the 10th house, for example, Capricorn ascendant, you'll be worried about your social status all the time, right? Creating harmony and balance over there, that area wherever Libra falls, you need to create balance there and it will depend upon these Karakas. It's a benefic planet, natural, Brahmana. It focuses on life energy rather than things or ideas. This is the reason why if there is Moon, Mercury, Jupiter, you know, or Venus itself sitting in Libra, it is good because they are all focused on life energy. However, if malefics come here, Saturn, Mars, Rahu, Ketu, it will start focusing on things rather than the life energy itself or ideas. Rahu in Libra, for example, will focus on the relationship aspect as in the organs itself, not so much about emotional connectivity. You hear what I'm saying? It's a different thing to be talking just about sex as the organ mashing vis-a-vis talking about relationship as some emotional or intellectual connection. You do not want malefics in Libra, otherwise they start focusing on the things aspect, not the people aspect or the life aspect. Venus here considers effect on people. Versus what I need, creating a win-win situation. So it's an opposite of Aries, sits in the sign opposite to Aries. Aries was all about self and survival. In Libra, it's all about others and how do I create win-win situations with the diplomacy. Outcome should be mutually beneficial. That's the focus of Libra. All parties should walk away happy. This is the diplomat of the zodiac, because it is refined. Refinement in thinking, even thinking. Okay. Libra in the first house, Libra and ascendants have refined thinking. That's their striving. How can I make this thought a better thought, for example? Or Libra in the fifth house, right? They will think about refinement of education. All these kind of aspects. Venus is refinement here, and its highest point is in Libra. In Taurus, it was all about gathering resources. The graduation point or the original point of Venus, Mool Trikon sign of Venus is Libra. Luxury, resources, wealth. Libra becomes about people, partnerships, luxurious appearance, riches, money by mutual benefit. That's why it is very exalted. It's a pure sign. Now, Karakas list are here in the yellow box. You can take it and place it and see how Venus is acting. For example, Sun in Libra becomes debilitated. Why? Sun wants all attention towards itself, but Libra is giving towards others. Sun wants respect, power, and it's about ego, just like Mars. It's about government, fame, authority, but Libra is about giving towards the others. You cannot have both at the same time. That's why Sun becomes debilitated in Libra. Moon, on the other hand, has a lot of conflicting choice of emotions. Moon in Libra will always be worried about which emotion to focus on, because Moon is an emotion sign. Moon is governing water and food. They always have problem of choices about food. What food should I eat? Moon in Libra. Okay. It's always worried about the local community. Where is it going? That affects it. In Mars, it becomes a strange sign. It becomes angry. It becomes aggressive towards the partner, spouse. It stands for the spouse. So Mars here, being about self, is once again a tricky sign for Libra, because Libra is about others. Mars is the ruler of Aries. So it can get very aggressive with the partner. It wants to have its way, whether the partner says, what about me? You're not concerned about me. Mercury does well in Libra. The reason being, Mercury is a trader by default. We saw that in Gemini, right? Default energy of Mercury is a trader. So these people become excellent sales and marketing people, because sales and marketing is about creating win-win situations. I'll give you this at 20% discount. You'll save so much, or buy two and get one free kind of approach Mercury has. So the customer walks away thinking, I have won something here. So Mercury becomes very clever in Libra on how to handle people. These are good PR people, by the way. Jupiter, on the other hand, is all about laws and justice and rules and religion and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't do very well in Libra. Jupiter in Libra starts thinking, I care for everybody, but leave me alone. That's the kind of energy Jupiter will have. Let me do my stuff. God bless all of you, but I'm not going to be concerned about any of you. Venus in Libra, of course, it's its own sign. It does very well, very concerned with face, very concerned with luxury, creativity, all the things that we spoke of. Perfumes are good for Libra. The perfume and cosmetic industry and the interior decoration industry is dependent on a good Libra, by the way. If you have a good Libra, you'll have a good interior decoration in the house. And the opposite is also true. For Saturn in Libra, it takes a long shot at making choices. Remember, Libra is about choices, the dominant choice. We'll see that for every ascendant going forward now. Because choices is the governing portion of Libra. What choice will you make? Because it's a conscious choice once again. In Virgo, you left all the impurities. It was about filtration, and you come to the refined sign of Libra. Okay, the more you take care of Libra and make proper choices, the less trouble you'll have with Scorpio, which is the next one. Rahu, on the other hand, becomes very obsessive about self-image. He will put on all the best, latest fashion, clothing, branded stuff, put on all the latest perfumes, have latest gadgets, because he wants to show off to others that I am something. Ketu, on the other hand, becomes very withdrawn. I don't want to do anything with the masses, leave me alone. It becomes an introvert. So it has opposite effects of Rahu and Ketu. So think of Libra as always choices, external image, spouse and partnerships. And let's go forward with the 12 ascendants. Let's start with the Aries ascendant, where the house of spouse is also the house of choices. Now we can interpret this in multiple ways, and we shall do so that you get an idea about how these things can be interpreted. Yes, we'll talk in terms of spouse, in terms of choices, and in terms of marriage, divorce, etc. But all the other significations apply of Libra as well. It's a house of choices. So Aries ascendant by default will be very picky about how they interact with the outside world. They have a problem, a long laundry list of choices. I want this and this, A to Z list of choices in a partner. That's the difficulty they have in choosing their partner. They have lots of choices they get in their life with regard to the partner, and they are very picky about their partners as well, right? Now, divorce. One of the causes of divorce is whatever planet is sitting 12th place from Libra, from the 7th house. Okay? Not so much from Libra, but from the 7th house. But this has to be matched with the Navamsha as well and many other things. So don't take this as a standard thing. But whatever planet is placed here, that becomes a cause for interference of the marriage and hence divorce from that particular relative. For example, if Mercury is placed here for an Aries ascendant, it means maternal aunts, because 4th house is the house of mother, 3rd place is maternal aunts. Aunt's interference within the marriage would become the cause for a divorce, especially if that is so in Navamsha also. We shall see that later. Now, what about the next one? Let's take Taurus ascendant. What happens to the Taurus ascendant? Now, Taurus ascendant, Libra has gone to the house of fights. This is why by default, Taurus people have a karmic relationship. Sixth house is also the house of karmic relationship. Partners from previous lives have come to create fights, resolve some soul level fights going on. Taurus ascendant typically has fights, private kind of fights, because Scorpio is a hidden sign in the house. They have an enmity with the spouse, some kind of a past life enmity. That's by default for all Taurus ascendants. But what do they do in terms of choice? They are faced with choice whether to take the transformation and move with it with the spouse. Why? Because 8th house Scorpio is a sign of transformation. So Taurus ascendants will undergo transformation in life with regard to their spouse. And the spouse itself is a karmic partner from previous lives. For Gemini, now it has moved to the 5th house, in the house of love and romance. 5th house, one of them is that. And since we are talking about spouses, Gemini ascendants will tend to have lots of love affairs. Love marriage, so to speak, in India, this is dominant. Did you have a love marriage or arranged marriage kind of a situation? Well, Gemini will tend to fall in love more number of times. But look at where their choices are. Their choices with regard to spouses, they want to take a silent partner. Their pilot, Sagittarius, is a silent sign, muted sign. They want to take a partner who is more silent in nature. And they will shower them with all kinds of choices of perfumes, choices of falling in love with. They have to fall in love with the spouse in order for them to select what the kind of spouse is. And they will select more on the basis of religion for a Gemini ascendant. That becomes important. Funny arrangements, isn't it? For the Cancer ascendant, what happens to a Cancer? Libra is in the sign of the 4th house. 4th house is also for properties, land and vehicles. Cancer ascendant will be very picky about choosing the kind of vehicles they want to drive. Check out all the features they have. They will be very picky about the land, what kind of land and property they want to buy, where they want to buy it. They're very picky about such things, because this house becomes the house of choice. What kind of home I want to live in. Another way this could be interpreted is, in the 7th house, there is Capricorn. picky about the choice of work they would do. Partner becomes a work for Cancer Ascendant. You see, different ways of interpretation. For the Leo Ascendant, since they are concerned all about fame and they are obsessed about their image in this external world, Aquarius in the seventh house means Aquarius is about community. This is why Leo Ascendant is obsessed about how they feel or how they look to the external world. Aquarius is obsessions, one of the things. Rahu, right? Ruled by Rahu means everything about obsessive compulsive disorder kind of things. They are obsessed about what their public image is. And so they are having always a choice. What do I look? How do I behave? What skill sets do I need? They have a problem of skill sets with respect to the what they want to achieve. As an ascendant, they want to achieve that public image. For that, a Leo Ascendant must cultivate a very liberal mindset. Libra is liberal mindset. They must be diplomatic with everybody, their neighbors, their friends, everyone. Leo does not know that. It's a fixed sign. It must cultivate this. This is a third house for a Leo. Libra is a third house. Different ways of interpretation I'm showing here. For the Virgo Ascendant, what happens here? Libra is in the second house. So for a Virgo Ascendant, there is a choice of how to spend wealth. How do I accumulate resources? How do I speak? Virgo has a problem of choice of speaking. Second house, Taurus, is all about speech, food, wealth, resources. Remember? So they have a choice problem in all of this. In the meantime, they have a spouse who's like in the mood of letting go of everything. So Virgo has a problem of letting go of things. Should I let go of this or should I hold on to this? Problem of choices with respect to the spouse. That's for Virgo Ascendant. For a Libra Ascendant, their entire life is about choice problems. Choice of food and drink, choice of skill sets, choice of home, choice of living, everything is a problem of choice. And now they have reversed it with the Aries Ascendant, just the opposite. Yes, so the Aries is in the seventh house. Problem of how to deal with aggressive partners. Their partners tend to be very Aries-like, very aggressive, very egotistical. For Libra Ascendants, how to deal with them? That's a problem for Libra Ascendants, poor guys. For Scorpio Ascendant, choice of how to spend money on spirituality, choice of how to deal with the spouse in bed. They don't know how to treat the spouse in bed, Scorpio Ascendants. They have like a choice problem there. Should I do this for my partner? Will this satisfy my partner? Will that satisfy my partner, sexually speaking? Right? That's a choice. They have a choice problem in that. They have a choice problem of spending. Where do I spend my money? How should I spend my money? Should I spend it all or not? Okay. Because 12th house is the house of spirituality, is the house of bedroom life, it's the house of how you spend your money, essentially. And Libra being the house of wealth and being a house of refinement, they have a lot of issue with spending money, whether I should spend on this or not. Because now the house of resources as well has come to the spouse. So they see the spouse as their sense of resource, as the one who provides me all the food, water, drink, etc. And the same house of Venus has now gone to the 12th place. So for a Scorpio Ascendant, it's kind of different. It's more about choice of what resources should I spend on, how should I deal with my spouse, and what should I spend for myself. For the Sagittarius Ascendant, Libra has gone to the 11th house, so choice of how to deal with social community, with social media, with my Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah, blah accounts, okay? They have a big choice problem in that department. Sagittarius, always look at the ascendant, is all about making rules and regulations. So he doesn't know how to handle this. This is a ruleless place. The social community, social media is a lawless land, right? Anything goes. It's the insanity of masses, mob mentality. But this guy is all about rules and regulations. How do you apply some rule to the masses? So they have a problem in choices, problem in multiple sources of income, or how do I deal with my income? Their seventh house, however, has Gemini, very talkative sign. Sagittarius ascendant tend to have a lot of talkative spouses in general. Okay, so how do I deal with that? How do I deal with a talkative spouse when I'm very silent? Sagittarius ascendant by default is a very silent sign, but they have a very talkative spouse. Okay, they might even get their spouse from the social media, who's already very talkative, right? What is it but talking in social media? Capricorn ascendant. How do I select my career? How do I appear? Remember appearance. We didn't cover that previously, but anyway, let's cover it from now. Libra is a sign of appearance. Capricorn is ascendants are obsessed about how they look to the public. Does this look nice or not? How do I look in public places? What is my status in my work and career? They're very emotional about their partners. Remember, whatever Cancer sign we saw, very emotional about partners, very moody about their partners, but very focused on the social image part. Being Saturn and being concerned about status, now this has become a problem because it's all about how do I appear in social places. For the Aquarius ascendant, now it appears in the house of religion, spirituality, higher learning and so on. Problem of what do I select for learning more? If I want to do further education for an Aquarius ascendant, how do I do it? But Aquarius ascendant is about presence with the masses. But now Libra has come in the house of knowledge, Jupiter's house. What is Aquarius ascendant really desiring among the masses? Fame. The seventh house of spouse has fame. Sun, Leo. Think about all the aspects of Leo here as applied to the spouse, as applied to your social image. These people want things of social image. The more image and fame they have in the masses will contribute to the self-image of the Aquarius ascendant. So in order to cultivate this image, they might look at choice of education very, very carefully, the Aquarius ascendant. For Pisces ascendant, now it has come to the house of transformation. Pisces ascendants, as soon as they get married, they have transformation in their lives. See, 8th house of Scorpio has gone to religion, spirituality. As soon as they get married, they have transformation of their luck. Pisces ascendants have change of luck after marriage. Now, they might have a lot of fight with their spouses. We saw in Virgo, because Virgo is right opposite to the ascendant itself. And Pisces being the sign of all giving and giving and so on. When they come to the house of spouse, they tend to fight with the spouse and they get married and then they have transformation. This is their life path. So always bear in mind the relationships which we have with regard to the basic image of Libra itself. Always keep this in mind. It's about choices. It's about diplomacy. It's about refinement of your creative aspects. Venus as a creator. That's what we are talking about. Okay. Next one, we will see Scorpio briefly. In the meantime, take care. Be safe.